So what would you do?
Well, let me be clear. My argument is broadly saying we need, in the news space, some high quality public service broadcasting. But I haven't said anything about how you fund that. And I also haven't said anything about, the overall size and scope of the BBC. These are separate issues, and they are hugely important issues. Now, I don't disagree that over the medium term, as it were, a debate needs to be had, given the structure of the industry has changed so much, about how you finance optimally the underwriting of news provision, which a public service broadcaster, in my view, needs to provide. I mean, that if you regard, essentially, in a sense, the BBC as the backstop, as the guarantor that if all else fails, there is a source of, editorially impartial, independent, high-quality news, that's its role, my view is that is its role, then there's a separate issue about how you provide that while doing least damage to the rest of the marketplace. That is a perfectly legitimate debate to have. I'll be honest with you, I don't know what the answer is. There are advantages and disadvantages of the license fee. One of the advantages of the license fee is that I do very much take this view, that it does give the people who pay it a sense that they, in a sense, own the BBC. Okay? And it gives us a very, very strong sense of to whom we are accountable, i.e. everybody. And the problem with other funding methods is that that direct relationship between the BBC and its audience would tend to break down. I do think that a really important part